Now, we spoke to Brian Booty, you may remember yesterday, head of the All Whites World Cup decider in Peru. We're going to talk to him again this morning because, well, while it wasn't our day and the All Whites won't be going to Russia next year, the Peruvians, well, they've been partying. They've qualified winning 2-0. They will be going to Russia for next year's World Cup. Brian is a football blogger in Peru. He's with me now. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm good. How are you? How are you doing?
Buzzing along with the whole nation.
I bet you are.
I haven't slept much. So
it's a public holiday, I know, in Peru, isn't it? You've qualified for the World Cup, so you've all got the day off.
Essentially, there's some classes that are still going. I don't know what these universities are thinking. Just listen to the president's word. But yeah, it's a great day. Country's mayhem. The people are honking their horns. They're chanting along the streets. It's brilliant.
What's the party been like there? Because how do Peruvians celebrate something like this?
It's hard to say. We're not as rampant as the Chileans when they party, because the Chileans, when they won the Copa America and they won the World Cup, they did a really rampant celebration. I'm not saying that's a critique by any means. We were similar, but we were a little more calm than when Chile won the Copa America. So it's an interesting factor, and I still did not go out that night because I would have rather avoid controversy. Just in case, because this is a country where people are crazy about the sport, and we all know how football fans are like in Europe and South America, where they can be out of control sometimes. So I decided to stay at home. But I did not sleep. I stayed till 4 a.m. I even watched some of the A-League while I was awake. I'm like, I might as well. So it wasn't Wellington Phoenix, though.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, you know, congratulations. That said, I do have to talk to you a little bit about the All Whites coach, who's been critical of some of the tactics used by, you know, Peruvian fans, the early morning fireworks, the military flyovers. What do you think about that? And has much attention been given to that in the media in Lima?
Well, that's just an excuse for Anthony Hudson. I'm gonna have to apologize for saying that, but he was in Mexico 4 years ago and they used the exact same tactics. So the fact that he didn't research it, the fact that he didn't research that people are gonna be hostile here, is just an excuse and just ill preparation, in my opinion. I'm sure even some of the New Zealand players like Winston Reid and Chris Wood were aware of this, but Anthony Hudson clearly didn't see it, and that's one of the big errors on his part, in my opinion.
Okay. Has the New Zealand team or any of the fans been seen in and around Lima?
Oh, yeah, all over the place. At least in my district. I live in Miraflores, which is the most touristy district, so probably outside of this place, you're not going to find them much. But, yeah, the New Zealand players are shopping. The fans were really well received, which I'm really happy to see. I was talking to a few New Zealanders, and they're saying that there are no problems with crowd, which is great to hear, because in other South American countries, there have been huge issues with crowds, especially one that you might be able to relate to. Australia in 2006, when they played Uruguay, they had problems in Montevideo, and that's why they booed the anthem back in Sydney. So it's great to see that we got what we wanted, and we did it without having to hurt anyone. So that's a good thing.
All right, so it'll be quite a party. The Kiwis will be invited to celebrate with the Peruvians, I imagine.
If they want to, sure, yeah. I don't have a problem, but they're going to have to learn a South American celebration way. So, because I know it's a very different culture over there than it is here.